This is Louis Navalier. It's Wednesday, June 18th. We just had the FOMC statement, and it was pretty good, folks. Here's actually what they said. They said, uncertainty about the economic outlook has diminished but remains elevated. The committee is attentive to the risks to both sides of its dual mandate, which is unemployment and inflation. The big news was the new dot plot came out and forecast two potential quarter point rate cuts this year. But there are seven FOMC members. There's 19 on the FOMC. Seven members don't want any cut, okay? So there's some hawks on the FOMC. But, the bottom line is they're just uncertain. It's as simple as that. And we've had better than expected inflation. We've had a retail sales slowdown. You just had the lowest housing starts in 5 years. Housing's a big part of the economy. Bond yields were falling before the statement and after the statement. So that's good. Obviously, President Trump is now demanding up to 2% interest rate cuts. That's eight quarter point cuts. So he's not going to get what he wants, but he's frustrated. But hey, he's from the home building industry, and they all want lower rates. So this is good, and that means that we can continue to rally. Tomorrow, the market's closed. Friday will be like a holiday trading volume. Ignore it. Monday will be much more decisive. I expect us to rally going into the 4th of July weekend. We have the annual Russell realignment. Russell has a new list every Friday. The final list is on June 27th, and then after the close, they're supposed to do all their adjustments, but you'll see a lot of stocks pop on Monday, June 30th. So far, so good, folks. And of course, we have all the uncertainty with the war, and not in Ukraine, but with Israel and Iran. Trump is really trying to get Iran to surrender, okay? Obviously, Israel may need us to help them with their bombing campaign. We'll see if we get involved. In the meantime, Trump is, again, trying to get Iran to surrender. So we shall see, folks. But otherwise, it's up and away, despite all these macro distractions. I should add that natural gas prices are pretty firm now. It's hot for much of the United States, so they use natural gas for air conditioning demand. So if, for your energy stocks, it may be hot and miserable, but it's good for your portfolio, okay? So just so you know. So that's it. Everybody enjoy the long weekend because the June 13th holiday. I know a lot of people are taking this week off, but I'm very comfortable and confident that we will continue to meander higher here to the end of the month. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.